All week, I think I've been feeling so tired, exhausted. And I even said to someone yesterday, how I would love to just be sitting by the seashore, relaxing, to be in a situation where I'm not worried about anything. And so it becomes something that I've been longing for. And then yesterday, as we were preparing to celebrate this weekend, Deacon Joe, Sharon, and myself, we came up with the idea, because this is Good Shepherd Sunday, to place these figures at the entrance of the church. So as you are coming in, you'd have noticed a shepherd boy with a lamb in his arm. And then there are two sheep and two lambs just lying there, relaxing, because they wouldn't want to go to the beach. They would want to find a grassy place that they could just sit and relax and know that they're taken care of. And so as I looked at that image, I realized that yes, I am taken care of. And not only that, I heard someone from our choir singing at the beginning of Mass, or before the Mass started, "And he shall feed his flock like a shepherd." He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. And hearing those words, how should one feel? Are those just words that are there to try to get people to think of something else? Or is it really true? And Good Shepherd Sunday says this is true, because as we heard the gospel, we heard Jesus saying, "I am the Good Shepherd." So he's saying to me and to you that it's not just those figures that we see there, but that we look to him. He is himself the Good Shepherd, the one who will feed his flock. And why will he feed them? Because he said, "I know my sheep, I know them." And by saying that he knows his sheep, he's saying, "I know what they need." And because he's a good shepherd, he will supply all our needs. That's what he wants to do. He wants to supply the needs that we have. He wants to say to us, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, come to me and I will give you rest." Because being in my presence, you'll feel that you are sitting on the sands of the seashore. You'd be relaxed. Be in my presence. Know that I know you. Know that I know your needs. And I will be there to comfort you. Because he is the Good Shepherd. And he's saying to us, if you don't believe it, just think of what I would do. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He is not going to run away, because the sheep belong to him. He's not a hired hand. And therefore, what he wants us to do is to imitate him as the good shepherd, because we who have found rest in him, then we become persons who let others know that they can find rest in him. Is it any wonder that on this, the fourth Sunday of Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday, what do we have? It is the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. And when we pray for men to be raised up to become priests, for men to be raised up to become deacons, for men and women to be raised up to become religious sisters and brothers, what we're saying is that each one who accepts that vocation realizes that he or she is called to imitate, to really become like the Good Shepherd, to help people to find rest. And so you see, I'm not that, but I prefer the word pastor to rector. Because rector sounds like it's full of administration. Pastor says that I need to know the sheep, and knowing the sheep, then to become someone who would lay down his life for the sheep. That's the kind of person I think we need, who will accept a call to follow Jesus in a priestly, diaconal, or religious vocation. We imitate Jesus, the Good Shepherd. So today, as we bask in the presence of Jesus, our Good Shepherd, let us pray that God will raise up the right men and women to accept these vocations in the church. Because we have so many people who come through our doors and they're tired. They're tired. They want to find rest. But we need the help of God to strengthen us so that we can strengthen our sisters and brothers, so that we who are priests will be true pastors, and to become like Jesus, the good pastor. So on this day, we celebrate the fact that Jesus is our shepherd. So are you feeling tired? Exhausted in any way? Go to Jesus. Relax at his feet. Relax in his arms. Because he knows you. He knows whatever it is that you need. And he will provide for you whatever you need, because he has it all. So we give God thanks for Jesus, our Good Shepherd. We give God thanks for the fact that he knows us. And we give God thanks that he laid down his life for us. And we give God thanks that he feeds us. He feeds us because he is that Good Shepherd. And he feeds us, especially on this day, with his body and blood. For this, we give thanks.